To close the show today, we'll hear from one more of our uncelebrated collectors. Radio producer Karen Michelle says that she just can't help her need to acquire.
It could be there's a gene for collecting. I am a material girl. I see a cocktail shaker at a yard sale, a shop, a bar, in a movie, wherever. And it's love. Not indiscriminate love. I'm no shaker slut. It's got to have a certain shape or theme or color or come hither look. Take my favorite cocktail shaker, the clear glass one with upright dancing pink elephants painted all over it. From the first time I saw one in a book, I wanted that shaker more than all others. But I'm a thrifty sort, and those elephants cost more than taking a whole family to the circus. Then came the chance wander into a shop in Chicago. I'd parked in front and thought to use up the time on the meter, I'd pop in. Just inside the door, inside of a display case, there they were. The dancing pink elephant cocktail shaker and an ice dish and a bunch of glasses, all with those happy, happy pachyderms. And I made a big mistake, a cardinal or perhaps archbishop mistake for any collector. I yelped, kicked my heels like Dorothy and went, "Ooh, I've always wanted one of those." Could sucker have been painted more vividly across my forehead? Short form, I bought it for the asking price. A no-brainer for the proprietor and scary for me. I'd never paid so much for a cocktail shaker. And though this was a half dozen years ago, I haven't since. So I went back home to Brooklyn with my prized, overpriced catch, went on eBay and found the same set. And suddenly, two dancing elephants, one for too much money, one a bargain. My mother-in-law frequents auction sales. A few months ago, she brought out my belated birthday present. I now have a whole herd of dancing pink elephants. For Studio 360, I'm Karen Michelle.